Blessings and praise the Lord to each of you. Blessings and praise the Lord to each of you. We are so glad that you are a part of tonight's prophetic prayer partnership. It is a delight to have you aboard with us tonight, and I know that God is going to speak to your spirit tonight, and we're going to be uplifted through the power of prayer, intercession, prayer, and certainly as we make supplication in the presence of the Lord. We are blessed. We are made better. We are strengthened. We are uplifted through the power of prayer. We ought to continuously pray, and the scripture gives us specific instructions when it says for us to pray without ceasing. And what that means is that, of course, you do not pray 24/7, but what it means is having a prayer consciousness that whenever there is a moment available to you, you ought to be considering a conversation with the Lord. Praying without ceasing means to continuously seek the Lord. For every decision, every choice that you make, seek the Lord and wait for his confirmation before making a move. A move made without the confirmation of God can be detrimental to the days that lie ahead of you. So prepare yourselves to wait for an answer from the Lord. Wait for a confirmation from the Lord. Tonight, we're going back into our discussion concerning sacred words, the sacredness of words, not wasting our words, not saying things out of our mouths that we will have to go back and retract, not allowing things to leave our mouths that we will end up regretting. Or experiencing feelings of guilt and shame because we've allowed things to escape our mouths and to leave our mouths unconsciously. It is very important for you and I alike to monitor and steward our words. You know, the gift of speaking is something that I think we often take for granted. We take it for granted because we can do it. We can do it so easily. We can do it so effortlessly. But there are so many who cannot speak, so many who are dumb of tongue and cannot use their mouths to articulate words. But sisters and brothers, because you can, it is imperative that you take a special consciousness and be more cognizant of the things that you allow to escape your mouth, not saying anything recklessly, not saying anything carelessly. I want to prepare your hearts and your minds tonight for what we've been really dealing with as it pertains to the sacredness of words. Jesus brings us into a consciousness. When the disciples were concerned about prayer, they began to talk about praying. And they said, Lord, teach us to pray. The reason why they wanted to know how to pray is because they clearly saw the access that Jesus was gaining. And the seriousness that Jesus took for his time of prayer. They wanted to know how could they access the spirit world? How could they get to the Father the way Jesus did? And Jesus gives them a formula, a format of prayer. And I want you to pay very close attention to it. In the format and in the formula of prayer, Jesus shows us how to use words. He says, when you pray, say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He gives us a formula of adoration, of exhortation, of worship, and of praise unto our God. And then he begins to tell us when you go from there, then after you have given praise to God, you can ask of the Lord. I want to tell you that there is no begging in the kingdom of God. When the saints of God understand who they are and the access that they have, they don't have to beg. All we have to do is ask. He says, ask what you will. But you will know the difference between asking and begging when you understand the access that you have as a child of God. And that's why your words have to be monitored and stewarded so carefully and so wisely so that you are not so far in distance from your Father that you can't feel as though all you have to do is ask. If there is anything that's going wrong or disastrous in your or chaotic in your life, all you have to do is ask. Ask of the Father, and He will bless you. Ask of the Father. The Bible even tells us specifically, ask what you will. Ask what you will, and the Father will be attentive to the words of His people. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day. There's no begging there. There's no begging. There is an asking. There is an asking and a beseeching for access. Give us this day, today, our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those. See, now that is where we mess up. Because we get stuck at the asking, we get stuck at the benefit, but we don't move past the benefit to the accountability that is found in words. I want you to forgive me as I forgive others. I want you to pardon me as I pardon others. And how can we receive a pardoning? How can we receive forgiveness in which we do not yield? In which we do not give. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. I want to tell you that when you honor the sacredness of words, you monitor where your words allow your behavior to be carried. See, your words begin to shape your behaviors, your words begin to shape your inner consciousness. And so it's important that as I'm using my words, I'm using my words in a way that begins to shape who I am as an individual, shape my personality, shape my character, shape the perspective that I have and wield, and shape the perception that others will have of me. My words must shape my world. I want to share with you, sisters and brothers, that today you and I have a responsibility to begin to shape. Instead of saying, I can't, instead of rehearsing those words that speak doom and that speak gloom over our future and over our present and over our current, we've got to learn to go from can't to can. I can. I will. This will transpire. That will transpire. Do you know that you are living out the actuality and the reality of what you have allowed to exit your mouth? You said it wasn't going to happen, and guess what? It didn't happen. You said things were going to fall apart, and guess what? They fell apart. You said things were not going to work in accordance to your vision and your plans, and guess what? They didn't work in accordance to your vision and your plan. We spend so much time speaking the opposite of what we truly desire instead of speaking that which what we desire. I don't care how many odds are stacked against you. The power of your words will shift your situation. Understanding the sacredness of your words will shift your situation, your circumstances, your issues, your circumstances and issues and problems and sicknesses and prognoses and diagnosis. Do you not understand that your words, my words, will shift my world? I want you to declare that with me tonight. My words will shift my world. My God, there's about 103 of us between our Zoom and our conference line. And if I can get this point across to each of you tonight, man, we'll be on our way to something tremendous. I want you to know that your words will shape and shift your world. Your world is shifting by what you're saying. You don't have to accept anything that is being said to you. Because guess what? If you accept it, you will begin to repeat it. And we've got to be careful what we've begun to repeat. We are repeating things that we should not be accepting. We're repeating things we've heard that are not necessarily true. There are some things that have been said to you, and it's been said to you with the intention and with the motive to break your spirit, to break your consciousness, to break your concentration, to keep you from pursuing, to keep you from advancing, to keep you from progressing. Sometimes others just want you to stop. And so they say things to convince you to stop. But I don't care what's been said to me. I don't care what's been said against me. Greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. My words are literally shifting my world. My words are literally shifting my world. I am changing what I say so that I can change what I'm seeing. I am changing what I say so that I can change how I'm behaving. I'm going to change what I say so that I can change how I am reacting or responding to life's variables. You and I are going to go through variables. It's not always going to be a good day. It's not always going to be a good feeling. It's not always going to be a good circumstance. But your words, even while going through, that's why Jesus was so powerful in shifting the entire situation when they were on that ship, and the storm was tossing that ship to and fro, till the disciples were like, "We're getting ready to die." And Jesus said, so he said these words, and it simply changed the entire narrative of that storm. Three simple words: peace, be still. What he said shifted what they lived. What he said shifted what they saw. What he said shifted what they experienced. Paul then even exemplifies this when he's bit by the snake and shakes off the snake and continues to live. While everybody else is expecting him to swell and die, he keeps on living. Why? Because I have a charge to keep. I have a God to glorify. I have a destiny to fulfill. I have a prophecy that has to manifest. I can't die here because of no snake bite. And I won't. And I won't. I have made a decision to live. Life is in my mouth. And the only thing we've been doing is speaking death when life is also in your mouth. So it doesn't have to be death in your words. It doesn't have to be doom in your words. Shift your words and you'll shift your world. I'm speaking life because he also put life in my mouth. The only thing I'm speaking death to in this season is death to my doubt, death to my fear, death to my anxiety, death to my skepticism, death. It is time for me to kill the things that have been hindering me, prohibiting me, keeping me back. It is time for those things to die. But as it pertains to my life, as it pertains to my outcomes, as it pertains to my giftings, as it pertains to my skill sets, it is time for me to declare life there. Life to my applications, life to my educational pursuits, life, life, life. I want you to hear me today. There is life in your mouth, and it is time for you to appreciate and value the life that is in your mouth. Speak life, speak life, speak restoration, speak repair, speak recovery. Speak rejuvenation, speak recuperation, speak resuscitation, speak revival. It is time to speak life, life in the name of the Lord Jesus, life until cancer dries up, life until the reports shift, life until the approval, amen, comes in, life until the promotion is manifested, life until the business is erected. Life, it is time for us to speak life. I don't care who's speaking death and doom and gloom around you. Release life, but there's life in your mouth. There is life. I want you to declare that over yourself. I have a river of life flowing out of me. Come on, declare that right now. They used to sing that in the church coming up. I have a river of life As I was coming up, you would hear that song so often. I have a river of life flowing out of me. Spring upward well that's in my soul. Spring upward well that makes me whole. Spring upward well, my God, to thee, that's life abundantly. It is time for us to have exactly what God says we are to have. Wasn't it Jesus that said, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy? He said, I am come that you may have what? Life. So why are we accepting death when we have Jesus? He says, I have come that you may have life and have life when? How are we going to have it? More abundantly. You're moving in the abundance of life. I don't care who's in office. I don't care, praise the name of the Lord, what laws they pass, what laws, praise the name of the Lord, they cancel and veto. Life. There's life. There's life all around me. There is life. I don't care what's happening to the grounds on the houses across the street and down the block from me. There's life on my grounds. I tell you, anything that is sown into the soil where I live will grow. There will be no famine here. There will be no deficit here. There will be no deficiency here. There will be no lack here. There is only life here. Anything connected to me will sprout lively. I'm telling you, we shall have and we shall not lack. The Lord is my shepherd. And because he is my shepherd, I shall not want. I feel the presence of the Lord tonight with you. I feel the glory of God with us. And tonight, God is doing something tremendous. He's speaking to us right now. And I want you to know that as he is speaking, as he is releasing, you should be receiving. Are you receiving tonight? Are you receiving on the conference line? Are you receiving on the Zoom platform? I'm telling you, as you're dialing in, as you're calling in, life is flowing. Life is flowing throughout our partnership. I want you to be encouraged. Don't even be stuck in the question. Why is this happening to me? Why has this happened to me? Why has this occurred to with me? Okay, it has happened. Father, I thank you for trusting me with this trouble, but I declare that life is flowing out of me. I declare that life is flowing out of me. I declare that life is flowing out of me. There is life in you. The Bible says, if you believe on me, as the scripture says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, living water, living water. If it's dying, all it needs to do is get around you, because if it gets around you, it'll live. If it's falling to pieces, all it needs to do is get around you, because when it gets around you, it's going to be repaired. See, do you understand the connection that when you accept life, you distribute it. You distribute what you are. You have no choice but to spread what you are. You are a life bearer. You are the bearer of God's word. You speak. And things begin to transition. Things begin to shift. Things begin to come alive. I'm excited about your future. I want to thank God for those of you who have submitted your prayer request. Just before we get to the prayer request, I want to acknowledge, hallelujah, a praise report that we have received. A praise report that we have received from Tanya Bryant. She says, I thank God for the manifestation of many things we have collectively been praying for. I thank God for settlements, new doors open. And favor. God is faithful to me. Thank you, Bishop Nixon, for praying with me. Well, Tanya Bryant, we believe God for your continued increase. May the Lord continue to show his hand and his arm strong in your life. This is my prayer for you. We celebrate you and we celebrate what God has done for you. I want to thank God for those of you who have submitted your prayer requests. We're going to continue to pray for you. Martin Merced, Selena Fields, Justin Durbin, Justin Mack, Janet Durbin, Justin Mack, Nyasha Cooper, Monique Holmes, Verna Simmons, Chanel Kelly, Diamond Smichael, Diane Harsh, Sandra Morris, Shirima Abdullah, Celeste Johnson, Derek Dominic, Barbara Hairston, Robert and Tara Sorrells, Michelle Tarua, Ralph Everett, Elaine Witherspoon, Shamari Oliphant, Denise Bryant Brooks, Ruth Aileen, Arletha Bullard Amparado, Kikkoman Rockmore, Radanya Johnson, Johnny Stafford, Vernon Thompson, Shaquana Johnson, Lorraine Williams, Latoya Nugent, Shanika Muniz, Christopher Walker, Jake Langley, Amani Madison, Anita Harris, Merritt and Taj Mileti Freeman, Shelley Watson, Sonia Foster. We believe God for each of you who have submitted your prayer requests. And I believe that after a while, we're going to see your prayer requests become praise reports. Don't you stop praying. Don't you stop believing. Don't you stop speaking life. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, as we pray tonight, as we come before your presence, we want to first start off by acknowledging that you are our God. You are the very source of our strength and the very strength of our life. You are the reason that we live, move, and have our being. We honor you and we praise you and we lift you and we magnify you. We esteem you greatly. We hold you in high regard and position. My God, our highest esteem and respect goes to the power that is found in your name. You are the captain of our soul. You are the bishop of our lives. You are the watchman over our households. God, we thank you because you are our Lord. Now, Father, even as we thank you in this, we praise you even the more for what is to come. We thank you because you have established all good works where it concerns your people. Even when we do not understand, even when we cannot articulate or when we cannot interpret what is transpiring and what is happening, we know that your hand is good toward us. We know that your mind is perfect toward us. You have every intent of bringing us through, of giving us testimony, of carrying us over circumstances and problems and trials and chaos. You are the peace. You are the peace in our lives that surpasses understanding. Even when we don't understand, you give to us peace in every storm. Father, I pray now in the name of Jesus that you fill our hearts with gladness this night. Fill our hearts with thanksgiving this night. Help us to see your hand. Help us to see your power. Help us to experience and to testify of your strength. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, every area of life where we seem to be taking a hit, where we seem to have been beaten down, God, shift us so that we will have the proper response to every storm and every trial, every confusion, every high thing that have exalted itself. Shift us so that we will have the appropriate and proper response. We declare your goodness. We declare your goodness over our households. We declare your goodness over our health. We declare your goodness over our pursuits, our places of employment, our places of educational gain, our places, oh God, of entrepreneurity. Father, you are the God that stretches beyond the borders of our feeble thinking and our fragile minds. Father, you are able to do exceeding and abundantly above. You go above and beyond our expectation, above and beyond even what we ask or think. So, Father, today I'm saying, my God, along with our prayer partners that are connected to the line, blow our minds. In the name of the Lord Jesus, blow our minds and shut the mouth of the observer, shut the mouth of the naysayer, any and every individual who has spoken negativity, any and every individual who has spoken distracting words and disparaging words, words to break us, words to tear us, words to humiliate, words to embarrass, words to frame. Words to sabotage. We rebuke them. We rebuke every tongue that has risen up against the purpose of God for our lives. We declare, Father, that you show yourself mighty and strong. We pray, God, that you show us what we have never seen before. Reveal to us what has never been seen before. Show us your glory. Show us your mighty hand in the name of the Lord Jesus. What looks to be progressively getting being worse. Show us the better side of worse in the name of the Lord. Let the worse be swallowed up by the better in the name of the Lord. We speak and we prophesy the goodness of the Lord tonight. We prophesy the goodness of God to become tangible in the lives of every believer. That Father, even in the face of every obstacle, we believe. In the face of every trial, we believe. In the face of hardness and in the face of difficulty and even in the face of impossibility, Father, we believe. You told us in your word that just the smallest portion of faith could move a mountain. And so tonight, with whatever piece, whatever fragment, whatever measurement your people can hold on to, we are holding on to our faith, and we declare that we will make it safely to the shores. I thank you that although the waters have been troubled, they have not drowned us. Although the storm has been raging, it has not blown us out of way. You have caused us, oh God, to be stable. You have caused us to be steadfast. You have caused us to be unmovable. You have caused us to abound in your word and in your work. Father, show yourself mighty. Flex in this season. Flex, flex, and do the unthinkable, do the unimaginable. My God, I thank you that as men witness our lives, they will see your good works. They will glorify you. My God, let them to see the survivor. Use us as billboards, God, that others may see your hand and be drawn to the kingdom because of the miraculous that you have released in our lives. We thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders. We thank you for the reparations, and we thank you for the restitutions that shall come as a result of our holding on. We thank you that there is no situation that we have been going through that will not make sense in this next season. Father, you are bringing all things to pass. You are making all things good and all things clear. Thank you that the devil is defeated. He is a lying wonder. His mouth now has been muzzled. And you, oh God, are standing strong in our ear gate. You are speaking so strongly in our ear gate. You are feeding us what it's going to take for us to be strengthened in our faith and strengthened in our walk. We thank you that the results of our next year, the results of our next month, the results of even our next week shall be undeniable. You're going to show your hand. You're going to show yourself strong and mighty. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you honor tonight. We praise you. And we know that all things are working together. We know that it's working for the good. We know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We know, and we stand strong on it. Now, God, help our words. Help our words. Help us. Help us. Help us. Don't let any words escape our lips, not accidentally, not inadvertently, but God, help our words to be conscious. Help our words to be intentional. Help our words to be pointed. Teach us what to say. Give us what to say, when to say, how to say, where to say, and to whom. We thank you now for the victory that is not only in our lives, but is in our mouth. The victory now that is being released out of our mouths so that it can be the reality that we live. Thank you that although things may be going on around us, it won't be happening to us. You are going to have your way, and you're going to have your way mightily and strong. In the name of Jesus, we pray this prayer and we believe you. Thank God and amen. Will you join me in a praise tonight? You can't pray a prayer like that and not give God no glory. Come on, let's praise him. Those of you on the conference line, you can lift your voice. Those of you, praise the name of the Lord, that are in our Zoom platform, you can begin to type out your praise, but lift your voice. Let there be something audible coming out of your mouth. Give God some praise tonight. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him praise. He's so worthy. Isn't he worthy? Isn't he so worthy? My God, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We praise God tonight, don't we? We lift his name. He's so worthy. Honestly, honestly, we praise him. We praise him. We praise him. All saints of God, saints of God, I'm telling you, I can feel it so strongly. We are in a current. Yes, that the current that I'm talking about is not the time frame. The current that I'm talking about, it is a wave. It is an energy, a flow of water, that current that so powerful it overtakes anything that steps in that water. That current can grab you and just pull you. Praise God in the direction it's going. I can sense that we are in a current and God is pulling us toward our next season, and our next season is lucrative. Our next season, amen, has been liquidated. Our next season is a flow. I believe it's going to be a mighty flow in your life, and I want you to hold on. I want you to hang in there because your time is soon approaching. Keep speaking life. I want you to take that with you this week. Speak life. Speak life. Life is in your mouth. Speak life in the name of the Lord. Speak it and then live it. I'm going to speak it and I'm going to live it. I want you, can you say that with me tonight? I'm going to speak it and I'm going to live it. I'm going to speak it and I'm going to live it. Stop letting the mouths of others dictate your narrative, create your story. Don't let everybody else tell your story. You're telling your story. You're taking control of your own story. I'm going to speak it and I'm going to live it. That is the narrative. That's my truth. I'm sticking with it. I believe God for you. Thank God for you dialing in tonight and joining us in a prophetic prayer partnership. I believe God for you. And I trust that this is going to be an amazing week for you. And I'm claiming it for myself. Are you claiming an amazing week for yourself? Well, you better speak it. Don't just speak it tonight, but get up in the morning and declare it. Praise God. Throughout your entire day, begin to declare it. Good news is coming to me. There's a flow. I'm in a flow of blessings, and I will be overtaken and overwhelmed by the blessings of the Lord. We love you. We thank God for you. Have a good night, everybody.